Put dad in my washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I sing. C-U-Z does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. Dozen. Oh, there's Daisy Dozen in the kitchen talking earnestly to Unky.
I wouldn't think of asking you to do the supper dishes for me, Unky. Only the certain important business came up.
Well, I don't know, Daisy. I never liked doing dishes.
Oh, you will now, Unky. You can use Does. Does everything.
Yeah, I know, but
I tell you, Unky, this wonderful wash day soap is just snazzy for dishes. It's a whiz on greasy pans, and it takes divine care of hands. I adore Does.
Well, why don't you Does the dishes then?
Well, I'd love to, Unky. But this unexpected day, I mean, business came up, and...
Say, why not let the dishes just stand, huh?
Oh, Unky, don't you want to see how terrific those Does suds are? They stand up till the last dish is done.
Oh, gosh, Daisy, look at that big greasy roaster.
It's a snap, Unky. Does destroy grease in less than half a minute without any hard scouring.
Oh, Daisy.
And Unky, Does is simply sweet to hand. Ma says changing the Does from any of those strong soaps can mean softer, smoother hands.
Oh, stuff.
Really? If I didn't have this vital engagement,
okay, I'll Does the dishes for you.
Oh, well,
oh, indeed. Say, Daisy, what is this important business you got?
Oh, Donald's taking me to the movie.
Does and me, we've been framed.
Oh, poor Unky. But honest, ladies, dishwashing is easy with Does. Try it in your dishpan. From fast action on pans to gentle action on hands, Does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. Middle of the morning, the Brett left New York for Merrimack. Unaware of this, Lottie Simpson and Alice Randall had gone over to the home which the Brett will occupy on the grounds of the new Theodore Wheelock Memorial Sanitarium. Their purpose in doing this was to clean up that house before the Brent arrived. Only they were under the impression that the newcomers weren't due for another day. Still, no one had asked Lottie and Alice to do this. They were working out of the goodness of their hearts, out of a friendship which Carol Brent, at this point in her journey on the road of life, would find difficult to understand.
Well, now, this room is finally beginning to look like something, isn't it?
It's a beautiful room, Lottie.
Looked just like a pigsty when we came in. You come with the closets, Alice.
Oh, they're just about perfect. Mrs. Brent could hang her clothes in them right now.
Fine. When we come back later, we'll have to bring a big box for this pile of rubbish in the corner.
I think I saw a couple of boxes in the basement that we could use for that.
We'll see on our way out.
Say, should we get some shelf paper, too?
Oh, I'm afraid we won't have time for that, Lottie.
We have the whole living room to do and study and...
Well, they won't be here until tomorrow. We could do the shelving in the morning.
What if Mrs. Brent wants to do that herself? Seems to be an awfully particular woman, Lottie.
You never did tell me what Mrs. Brent was like.
Is she as nice as the doctor? Well, I was only with her for a few minutes. You remember I told you the night Cliff and I went there for dinner. Mrs. Brent had to leave to go to work.
Oh, yes, she did tell me. Said she was a pretty woman.
Oh, she's lovely. You should see the way she dresses, Lottie. Just like one of those pictures in a fashion magazine.
Well, I hope she's got a few aprons, too. Next week or so, she'll have quite a bit to do around this place.
Oh, not so much. All the Brents have to do is move in the furniture.
More to it than that, Alice. What about hanging the drapes and lining the drawers and washing the dishes and pots and pans and putting up the shower curtains and hanging the white curtains?
Never thought of all that.
Well, there's plenty to do.
Nothing heavy. We're doing all the heavy things.
But just the same, we'll have to come over and help her. There's a big house to handle alone.
Mrs. Brent will be surprised to see what we've done already. No, we could have gotten a lot of other folks to come and pitch in here with us on this cleaning lawn.
Of course you could have. Everybody wants to help the Brent.
Well, how much they're doing to help all of us.
Well, that's just the way I feel.
The whole town should be nice to Dr. Brent and Mrs. Brent. Try to show them how much we appreciate their coming here. After all, they're leaving New York and their home and friends to come and help all the people around these parts.
That's right. We'll all do our best for them and try to make them feel at home.
Well, finished with the closet, Lottie. Well, got the inside of the windows all washed, too. Ooh. How about going back to the farm and having some lunch?
Oh, I'm hungry. I'd almost forgot about eating. Now that you mention it, I'm hungry, too.
We'll come back this afternoon. To the rest of it.
That's it. When the Brents arrive tomorrow, I bet they'll be about the happiest people in the world when they see this place.
Come on, Alice.
Let's go eat some lunch and hurry back. I can't stand leaving a place this way.
Well, there are only a few rooms left, Lottie.
I know, but those few rooms sure look a mess.
By the time Alice and Lottie started to put away their brooms and pails and washcloths, the Brents had traveled far enough from the road to Merrimack to stop for lunch, a pleasant little inn at the side of the highway. Pulling up before it, they all got out, stretched their legs, and went in to order lunch. Well, the meal is just about finished. In fact, dessert is all but gone. Carol and Francie are seated opposite from one another next to the window. Janie is beside her mother, and Butch is seated next to Francie. At the head of the table is Jim.
Want some of my ice cream, Carol?
No, thank you, Jim.
I'd like your ice cream, Daddy.
Jamie, Brent, you haven't even finished your own ice cream.
I will, Aunt Francie. I'm a big girl. I can eat lots of ice cream.
Your mother lets you.
Jamie knows that one dessert is enough for anyone.
That's right.
Oh.
Even for a grown-up.
Now, look, I'll tell you what, Jamie. When you finish eating, I'll take you for a little walk and I'll show you something.
Show me what, Uncle Butch? Show me what?
Well, the forest, the gasoline pump says that they've got a beautiful fountain out in the back of this place.
A fountain?
Uh-huh. I thought Jenny might like to see it.
I'd like to see it myself, Bud.
What's a fountain, Daddy?
Well, honey, it sprays water up into the air.
You've seen a fountain, Jenny. You've got one in Central Park. That's right, on the terrace there where the boats are.
Oh, I like fountains. Oh, hurry, Daddy.
No, don't eat too fast, Jim.
Oh, we've got time. There's no hurry, is there, Jim?
Well, I'm a little anxious to get the Merrimack, Butch, but a few minutes more or less won't make any difference.
How far are we from there?
Oh, I figure we should get there in about 45 minutes. Maybe an hour at the most.
Well, that isn't far at all, Jim. It's just a nice trip from New York.
It's a hot trip.
It's a hot day, Carol.
I don't enjoy traveling by car.
I do. You get a chance to see the country.
Mmm, and smell it. Boy, you notice how sweet it smells out here?
That fresh, clean air, Wood.
Fresh air is good for little girls, and I finished my ice cream, and I want to see the water.
The fountain.
The fountain.
All right, let's get started. Hey, coming, girls?
I'd just as soon stay here, wouldn't you, Francis?
What?
All right, if you want me to keep you company.
We won't be missing much. You three go ahead. Francie and I'll wait at the table.
You're sure you don't want to come, Carol?
Oh, it'll do you girls good to stretch your legs a little.
No, we'll wait for you. Hold on to Jenny's hand, Jim. I think there's a driveway in the back.
Hold my hand, Daddy.
All right, honey. Come on now.
I'll just start here.
Katie's having a great time, isn't she, Carol?
Yes, I suppose she is. Oh, she's going to love the country. Jamie was happy in New York.
I know, but
I think people exaggerate the advantages of living in the country, Frankie.
You do?
I like the excitement of the city. Crowds, the noise, theaters, nightclubs, the beautiful shops, and everything. How can a small town compare with New York?
Well, there are a lot of nice people.
There are nice people in New York.
You don't get to know them, though. People in big cities are afraid of each other and suspicious. No one ever trusts his next door neighbor.
But you can have privacy there. People in small towns are always sticking their noses into someone else's business.
You can get awfully lonesome loving privacy. There are people all over this country who wish they didn't have so much of it.
Not me. You've always had a family. What does that mean?
You don't know what it's like to be all alone.
I love having a family. But I imagine not having one would give you a great feeling of independence and freedom.
Freedom to do what?
Well, come and go when you please. Make your own decisions.
Stay in New York when you want to stay there.
That's right.
Take the job you want to take with no questions asked.
Exactly.
Carol, have you made up your mind ahead of time to hate Mary Mack and everything about it?
Of course not, Francis. My heavens, don't ever say anything like that in front of
you. Well, don't you think you can see the same thing I can?
Francis, you don't understand. I don't have a definite prejudice against Mary Mack. Only thinking on my part is what I've already told you.
And that is,
I don't want to feel completely tied down. In case we don't like the place, we'll just tell Carson to take back her country hospital and her dear little Merrimack and all the people in it. There's no law you have to stay and live in a town you don't care for. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, sir?
Yeah. Sure I do.
We'll wait and see how it works out.
I told Jim before, if we don't like it, we'll leave.
I think that's only fair, don't you?
What did Jim say?
About what?
About what you told him.
Oh, nothing.
That's pretty queer. No answer from Jim to a crack like that, Carol.
Well, you could see I was serious then. If we don't like it up there, if it's dirty or filthy or unpleasant or anything like that, if it's something we don't like, well, as I told him, I want us to feel free to leave. And I meant it, Francis. I meant every word of it. Well, just keep what I said between us. I think they're waiting for us. Shall we go?
You know, it's a big responsibility to keep a whole family in clean clothes. There's Dad, who always expects his overalls to look neat. There's Junior, who wants his white shirts really white. And there's Sis, who fusses when her pretty colored school dresses don't look bright. But here's one soap that can take care of all those wash day responsibilities. It does. One soap that does everything. The minute you pour Does in your washing machine, you know your wash couldn't be in better hands. Just look at those thick, creamy Does suds. They really mean business. Does goes to work on dirt in a hurry. There's no easier wash to be had, not from any soap. Dad's greasy overalls come out neat as a pin without any hard scrubbing. No soap can beat Does for whiteness either. Shirts, sheets, towels, everything that's supposed to be white does dazzling white. And as for those pretty colored rayons in your wash, Does actually leaves them brighter. No other leading package soap sold for wash day can equal Does on safety to those colors. It's one soap that's so safe for the colors you wash, yet so tough on dirt. Try it. Does everything. sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Dodge.
D-U-Z, put Dodge in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing. Dealers now pay considerably more for used fat. Used fats are still vitally needed. Everybody, every day, save every drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.